Theoretical recap. Three HTML inline tags are frequently misused or overlooked. Time, comma, code, comma, and abbreviated dot each carries a precise semantic meaning that goes beyond mere visual formatting. The time tag marks up a human-readable date, time, or duration and pairs it with a machine-readable date-time attribute. For example, time-date-time equals March 15, 2024, greater than March 15, 2024 slash time tells both search engines and assistive technologies exactly what moment is being referenced. A common mistake is omitting the date-time attribute, which strips away the machine-readable value entirely. The code tag identifies a fragment of computer code, a variable name, a function call, a file path, a command, within a sentence. It does not replace a full code block, for that, wrap code inside pre-comma, but it is essential for semantic clarity inside prose. Do not use code simply to display text in a monospace font. Use it only when the content is genuinely code. The abbreviated tag marks an abbreviation or acronym, and takes a title attribute containing the full expanded form, abbreviated title equals hypertext markup language greater than HTML slash abbreviated dot on hover, browsers display the expansion. The most common mistake is using abbreviated without a title, which defeats its entire purpose. Mental model. Ask yourself, is this content a point in time or duration? Use time dot is it a piece of code or a technical token? Use code dot is it a shortened form of a longer term? Use abbreviated dot never use these tags for styling alone. Workshop brief. In this workshop you will build a single, self-contained HTML page that demonstrates a confident and correct use of the time, comma, code, comma, and abbreviated tags in realistic, professionally relevant contexts. The goal is not just to make the tags appear on screen, but to use them where they genuinely add semantic value, the way a professional front-end developer would in real production code. Start by creating a new file called workshop-inline-semantic.html with a valid HTML5 boilerplate. Give the page a meaningful title and structure it with appropriate sectioning elements, header, main, article, footer, as you have practiced in previous chapters. The visual appearance of the page is secondary. Semantic correctness is the priority. Step 1. Working with time. Inside a section titled something like Project Timeline or Release History, write at least 4 uses of the time tag covering different scenarios, a full calendar date, for example, a project start date, a time of day, for example, a meeting time, a combined date and time, for example, a deployment timestamp, and a duration using the ISO 8601 period format, for example, PT2H30M for 2.5 hours. Every time element must include a correctly formatted date-time attribute. Surround each tag with enough natural prose so that the context makes sense to a human reader. Do not just list the tags in isolation. Step 2. Working with code. Create a second section that reads like a short technical note or blog excerpt, the kind of content a developer would publish on a personal site or internal wiki. Within this prose, include at least 6 uses of code marking up genuinely code-like content, variable names, HTML tag names, CSS property names, a short command line instruction, a file name, and a function call. At least one of these must be a multi-word inline snippet. For example, git commit m message. Additionally, include 1 pre-code block containing a short, multi-line code sample, 3 to 6 lines, such as a small HTML snippet or a simple JavaScript function. Ensure the indentation inside pre-code is clean and readable. Step 3. Working with abbreviated. In a third section, comma, perhaps a short glossary-style paragraph or an introductory paragraph for a fictional tech project, use abbreviated at least 5 times, each with a different abbreviation and a correct, complete title attribute. Choose abbreviations that are realistic in a web development context. Think of acronyms you have already encountered in this course. Introduce each abbreviation naturally in a sentence. If an abbreviation appears more than once in the same section, apply abbreviated only on its first occurrence. This is the professional convention. Step 4. Combine all 3 tags in a realistic context. Write a final article that simulates a short technical changelog or release note for a fictional web application. This section must organically combine all 3 tags, dates and times marked with time, comma, technical references marked with code, comma, and acronyms marked with abbreviated .t. The text should read naturally and professionally. A reader unfamiliar with HTML should not notice anything unusual about the prose. This section tests your ability to integrate semantic markup fluidly rather than mechanically. Advice and common pitfalls. Before submitting, do a self-review pass with the following checklist. Every time element has a valid ISO 8601 date-time value. Every abbreviated has a non-empty title. Code is never used purely for visual styling. Your precode block is properly indented and does not contain unescaped HTML special characters, use and LT, and in GT, where needed. Validate your HTML using the W3C validator, validator.w3.org, and fix any reported errors before submitting. Pay attention to nesting. Inline tags like time, code, and abbreviated must sit inside block-level elements, never the other way around. You are allowed and encouraged to consult the previous theoretical lessons on inline tags, as well as any internet resource. MDN WebDocs is particularly recommended for the ISO 8601 datetime format. You may work alone or ask for help, but the final file must reflect your own understanding. The recommended time to complete this workshop is 2 hours. Submit your workshop inline semantic.html file before the deadline expires.